124. The usual response to such concerns is to talk about medical ethics. But a code of ethics would not serve to protect us in the face of medical problems. The reality matters worse. A code of ethics applicable to genetic engineering may not affect the means of regulating the genetic constitution of human beings. Somebody, probably the upper middle class, mostly will decide that such and such applications of genetic engineering are ethical. And others will not, so that in effect they will be imposing their own values on the genetic constitution of the population at large. Even if a code of ethics were chosen on a completely democratic basis, the majority will be imposing their own values on any minorities who might have a different idea of what constituted an ethical use of genetic engineering. The only code of ethics that would truly protect freedom would be one that prohibited any genetic engineering of human beings, and you can be sure that no such code will ever be applied in a technological society.